Ohioans who own land along the 260-mile Erie shore are angry because the state has been charging them lease payments for land their deeds show they already own and pay taxes on. That's the strip between the lake's high-water mark and low-water mark. The Ohio House of Representatives has okayed a ban on the lease payments to make it clear the residents' deeds prevail. But environmental activists, such as Jack Shaner, say that would rob beachcombers and birdwatchers of a 200-year-old right to walk the shoreline.
This sets a bad precedent for the Great Lakes states. This is also could have nationwide ripple effect. We're talking about public trust lands, which are not only along Lake Erie, but along any common waterway or public land. This gets a toehold here in Ohio. This could sweep the nation. We've got to nip it in the bud right here in Ohio.
It's not law yet in Ohio. State senators are now looking at this bill. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.